Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, March 1st, 2025.
Concerns over Chinese naval exercise near Australia. A recent live-fire naval exercise by the Chinese military in the Tasman Sea has sparked serious concerns about air traffic safety near Australia. Pilots were alerted to the drill while already in the air, forcing some to change their flight paths through busy corridors. On February 28, 2025, a Virgin Australia pilot picked up a Chinese Navy broadcast on the emergency radio channel and quickly reported it to air traffic control, which then notified Australia's military. By mid-morning, air traffic control issued hazard alerts to nearby flights, including those from Singapore Airlines and Air New Zealand, both of which confirmed they had heard the broadcast. The lack of prior notification about the exercise drew criticism from Australia and New Zealand, with officials stating that the notification practices fell short of international standards. Admiral David Johnston, Chief of Australia's Defence Force, called the situation irresponsible. Typically, pilots receive alerts about military drills through notices to airmen, but no such notice was issued this time, leading to increased workload for pilots and air traffic control. This incident highlights rising geopolitical tensions in the Indo-Pacific region and underscores the urgent need for better communication between military and civilian aviation authorities to ensure the safety of air travel.
U.S. egg crisis deepens amid bird flu outbreak. Egg prices in the United States are set to soar, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture predicting a staggering 41.1% increase by 2025. This follows a record average price of $8.11 per dozen eggs as of late February, a 53% jump from last year. The crisis stems from a severe bird flu outbreak that began in 2022, leading to the culling of around 166 million laying hens. In January 2025 alone, nearly 18.8 million commercial egg layers were affected, the highest monthly total since the outbreak started. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins noted that rising prices aren't just due to inflation. To tackle the egg shortage, the Trump administration has promised up to $1 billion in relief measures, including funding for health safety and vaccine research. Turkey is stepping up as a key supplier, planning to export 420 million eggs to the U.S. this year, a significant increase from 71 million in 2024. However, experts warn that even with these imports, the impact on prices may be limited. Agricultural economist Bruce Babcock pointed out that the U.S. would need to import about 1 billion eggs to make a real difference in prices. This situation highlights deeper issues within the U.S. food system, with critics citing industry consolidation as a contributing factor.
TikTok's major investment in Thailand. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is making waves with an impressive $8.8 billion investment in data centers across Thailand over the next 5 years. Helena Lersh, TikTok's vice president of public policy, announced this exciting news at an event in Bangkok. This investment aims to strengthen TikTok's infrastructure and enhance services in a rapidly growing digital economy. As Thailand continues to thrive in the tech sector, this move is set to open the door to thousands of new jobs and boost local businesses. With a rising user base in Southeast Asia, TikTok is responding to the demand for local data management, ensuring a better experience for its users. This announcement follows a $3.8 billion agreement from Thailand's investment board, showcasing the country's commitment to attracting foreign investment. However, as TikTok expands, it may face regulatory oversight from Thai authorities, similar to challenges in other markets. Overall, this investment marks a crucial step for TikTok in solidifying its presence in Thailand's dynamic digital landscape.
Inflation trends in Germany, February 2025 update. Recent data shows a surprising turn in inflation trends across Germany. As of February 2025, inflation rates have dropped in several major states, hinting at a potential slowdown nationally. In North Rhine-Westphalia, the most populous state, inflation fell to 1.9%, while Hesse, Bavaria, and Saxony also reported decreases. Meanwhile, Brandenburg's rate held steady at 2.3%, but Baden-Württemberg saw a slight rise to 2.5%. Nationally, inflation is expected to ease to 2.7%, down from 2.8% in January. This shift is significant as it may influence the European Central Bank's decisions on monetary policy. With inflation nearing target levels, the ECB is considering cutting interest rates again. These trends are crucial as they directly impact shoppers, businesses, and the overall economy in Germany and the Eurozone.
Europol's major operation against AI-generated child exploitation. On February 28, 2025, Europol announced the arrest of 24 individuals involved in a criminal group distributing images created by artificial intelligence that depict child abuse. This operation is a significant step in tackling the alarming rise of AI-driven child exploitation. The main suspect, a Danish national, operated an online platform where users paid a small fee to access this troubling content. Authorities from 19 countries worked together in this operation, highlighting the urgent need for global collaboration to combat online crime. Most arrests happened simultaneously, led by Danish authorities, with more apprehensions expected soon. The rise of AI technology poses new challenges for law enforcement, raising serious ethical concerns. The lack of specific laws complicates efforts to regulate the misuse of these tools. This operation underscores the pressing need for updated legislation to protect vulnerable children in the digital age.
North Korea's nuclear readiness and missile test. Tensions are rising in East Asia as North Korea ramps up its military capabilities. Leader Kim Jong-un has ordered increased nuclear preparedness following a missile test reported by the Korean Central News Agency on February 28, 2025. This test aimed to send a strong warning to perceived enemies, particularly the United States and South Korea. Kim emphasized the need for a solid military deterrent to protect national sovereignty. The missile launch occurred off the west coast of the Korean Peninsula, with South Korea's military tracking several missiles shortly after they were fired. North Korea has been developing these cruise missiles for years, intending to arm them with nuclear warheads. Unlike ballistic missiles, which are restricted by UN rules, cruise missiles tend to raise less alarm globally. This test coincided with Kim's visits to military schools, reinforcing loyalty and training among young officers. What does this mean for the future of peace in the region?
Court upholds ruling on birthright citizenship. On February 28, 2025, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made a significant decision by upholding a court order against President Donald Trump's executive order that sought to limit automatic birthright citizenship. This order aimed to change a long-standing principle from the 14th Amendment, which grants citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil. The court in Richmond, Virginia, voted 2-1 to maintain the injunction issued by a federal judge in Maryland, who ruled the executive order unconstitutional. Judges Roger Gregory and Pamela Harris, both appointed by Democratic presidents, wrote the majority opinion, while Judge Paul Niemeyer, appointed by Republican George H.W. Bush, dissented. This ruling marks the second time an appellate court has addressed Trump's controversial order. Legal challenges from various states reflect ongoing debates about immigration policy in the U.S. The outcome could significantly influence future immigration laws and the balance of power between the executive branch and the judiciary. Ultimately, this case may reach the U.S. Supreme Court, raising crucial questions about the future of birthright citizenship and its impact on millions.
U.S. consumer spending takes a dip. U.S. consumer spending has unexpectedly dropped by 0.2% in January 2025, marking its first decline in nearly 2 years. This shift is significant, as consumer spending drives over two-thirds of economic activity in the country. Following a revised increase of 0.8% in December 2024, this downturn raises concerns about the economy's health. The Commerce Department reported a record goods trade deficit of $153.3 billion, a staggering 25.6% increase, as businesses rush to import goods before new tariffs kick in. President Trump's administration has been actively raising tariffs on imports from China, Mexico, and Canada. Inflation remains a pressing issue, with consumer price expectations rising in February 2025. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, a key measure of consumer spending, increased by 0.3% in January. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Federal Reserve has revised its GDP estimate for the first quarter of 2025, projecting a decrease of 1.5% over the year. Overall, the combination of persistent inflation and a potential economic slowdown presents challenges for the Federal Reserve as it navigates an uncertain landscape.
Pentagon job justification requirement. On February 27, 2025, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth introduced a new requirement for civilian employees at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. They must now submit a list of 5 key achievements from the previous week. This memo comes after confusion over an earlier email from the Office of Personnel Management, which oversees federal human resources. While some agency heads said compliance was optional, tech billionaire Elon Musk insisted that employees must justify their roles or risk being fired. The Pentagon, employing around 950,000 civilian workers, plans to cut 5,400 jobs to streamline the federal workforce. The memo emphasizes that submissions should not include sensitive information, and failing to respond could lead to further scrutiny of employees' positions. These job cuts raise serious concerns about employee morale and the overall effectiveness of government functions. As these changes unfold, they could significantly impact national security and public trust in government operations. What does this mean for the future of government jobs?
Trump raises concerns over UK data access demands from Apple. US President Donald Trump recently voiced his worries about the United Kingdom's request for Apple Incorporated to share user data. In an interview with The Spectator, he likened this demand to the monitoring practices often associated with China. Trump informed British Prime Minister Keir Starmer that such actions are unacceptable, marking their first conversation since he took office. They also touched on the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the potential for a trade deal between the US and the UK. The UK government is facing pressure to enhance national security, leading to demands for data access from tech companies like Apple. This situation raises crucial questions about the balance between privacy rights and government surveillance. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard, the US Director of National Intelligence, revealed that the U.S. is looking into whether the U.K. violated the Cloud Act, a law that governs international data access. Recently, Apple ended a security feature for U.K. users, seen as a response to these demands. These developments highlight the ongoing clash between national security and individual privacy rights, with significant implications for future data protection policies.
Ukraine's lithium deal with the U.S. A recent report reveals intense discussions between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about a crucial minerals deal focused on Ukraine's vast lithium reserves. These reserves are vital for producing batteries in electric vehicles and high-tech devices. The talks took place in Washington, D.C., but the agreement remains unsigned, leaving its future uncertain. Ukraine, located in Eastern Europe, holds some of the largest lithium deposits in Europe, particularly the promising Polyakovsk site. However, ongoing conflict with Russia complicates investment efforts. Denis Aliashin, Chief Strategy Officer of UKR Lithium Mining, emphasized the need for U.S. support to enhance Ukraine's security against Russian threats. The proposed deal includes creating a joint U.S.-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund, with Ukraine contributing half of future revenues from state-owned resources. Developing the Polyakovsk deposit is estimated to require $350 million, with additional costs for constructing the mine and producing lithium compounds. As demand for lithium rises, overcoming security risks and infrastructure challenges will be crucial for Ukraine's economic recovery and its role in the global lithium market.
U.S. proposes high port fees on Chinese vessels. The U.S. Trade Representative's office is considering high port fees for Chinese vessels entering U.S. ports, potentially charging up to $1.5 million for each ship. This proposal has raised alarms in the shipping industry, especially from CMA CGM, the world's third largest container shipping line. Their CFO, Ramon Fernandez, warned that these fees could significantly disrupt shipping operations, particularly since most container ships are built in China. This move is part of a broader investigation into China's growing influence in shipbuilding and logistics, aiming to tackle trade imbalances and national security concerns. The shipping sector is already facing challenges from tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump, would have changed trade routes. Additionally, disruptions in the Red Sea due to Houthi attacks have complicated shipping logistics. As the situation unfolds, the proposed fees could lead to higher shipping costs, ultimately impacting consumer prices and trade relations between the U.S. and China.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.